the biggest
part number three
label in the world.
Abu 7 Underground World News.
Pedoing it, adrenochroming it up. All these fools. It's the Illuminati on you mother. To the end. Every one of them. They need to fry. If you ever hoped that there was a righteous white knight group out there that could make a move, you better hope it's here. You better hope it's this. Because if it ain't, and this is all part of the ruse too, it's just done. This is done. Get that right, Jay, from the Ville. Biggest power player in the music industry. At these parties. Get out. They're all in on it. They've all watched children be murdered. They've all taken adrenochrome. They've all participated because you have to. It's just like gangsters. If you go out with gangsters and you're riding, and you ride, and you do, you gotta drive by and bust, and you gotta bust on some fools, and you gotta shoot. If there's somebody in the car that doesn't shoot or doesn't want to shoot, like, you're getting shot or beat down.
Yep. That's how it usually goes.
This is the way it goes. Like, you
either ride with us, kill you.
Collide with us. It's one of the two. It's like, you see what I'm saying? Like, you're gonna if you're not just gonna sit there and witness us doing dirt, you're gonna do dirt too. You see what I'm saying? So that's how down, just to keep it all down. That way you can't go snitching. You see how it goes?
That's how they do it.
See how it goes?
Yep.
Okay, there's some real facts here people need to bring into this. Oh yeah, he ain't come out the closet. He's definitely a closet homo when it comes to Diddy. It's just like, let's just come out and admit it.
He really is.
But like, he tries to be all gangster and manly and tries to be Tupac, is what he's always wanted to be. And he never could be. So he's always wanted to be. He went after every woman Tupac ever had and tried to sleep with her. Every single one of them. It's some kind of sick, psychotic thing. See that chain around his neck? See that chain around his neck with that big emblem? That is a mocking of Tupac's chain that Tupac had on right when he died. And look, he's got it on right there. It's a mocking, a big circular disc. His is different than Pac's, obviously. It's his own thing. Pac had an angel on it, like an angel with wings fighting a serpent and all this stuff, but not Diddy. Diddy's just like mocking it. This dude, He needs everything he's got coming to him. He's responsible and tied in to all those murders, which this overshadows, really. But if he's going to go down for all this, just go ahead and hang the murders on it. Just get it on out there, dude. Get it on out there. Hang the Pac assassination on it. Only reason they want us is because they say the $1 million that was given to Zip to give to Keefe D was never given. And because of that, it protects him in terms of a payoff for the whole hit. But Greg Canning, all of them already know P. Diddy was involved. They already knew all this. Everybody does. Everybody. It's like, why ain't he been taken down? Well, here we go. Anyhow, P. Diddy, shitty as it gets, son. I catch you in your pretty little city and buck one. Kim can suck one. You get... I had an old school rhyme on him. Because I've been bad boy killer. From the top. It was Pac that woke me up. Illuminati. And when I come to find out, oh, these are the ones that could have killed you. These are the ones, these are the enemies. Well, now I see what Pac was saying decades ago. He was warning us. He was telling us. He knew. Here we go. I hope they all fry. They get what they got coming in the court of law.
Underground World News so, Live featuring Dabu 7 in the
this BBK every day, all day to the day I die.
Biblical prophecy.
Yep.
The latest on the
PBK Underground
fiasco.
Rotting all these pedos. Calling them out. Somebody's got to do it. It needs more than that. But we'll leave it there for tonight. We'll pick this back up here in the next stream. I want to thank everyone out there that joins me for the streams. I love you guys to the fullest. This Bomb First, Hoodie Ross. Me and Hoodie Ross got a new song coming. Me and him and Fire to Flame. As soon as Fire gets me the verse, maybe sometime tonight, tomorrow, I get it mixed down, and we got a brand new song lined up. And then we got another one. It's going to drop on 419 this month. So me and Hoodie's got a couple songs. And it's how we do. Just dropping singles here and there along the way. Hoping y'all feeling them. Doing them for y'all. I make this music so that when whoever decides to get up and ride out there on this beast does it, you got something to hype you up and bump to when you ride on the enemy. That's just why I do it. Even if I'm dead and gone, at least that message is still there for a future generation. Just like Tupac did with me. He gave me that fire. It's beyond rap. It could be rock. It could be anything. This isn't about music. This is about the fight and taking it to them. And that's why I make music, because I drop the message there just like I do in these videos and these live streams. Do every way I can possible while we can. So, yeah. Yeah, man. Another one in the books there, it looks like, for the night. Yeah, the courts are corrupt. I want to thank everyone out there that sends prayers my way. I appreciate it more than you know. Anyone that supports the channel, appreciate it more than you know. Been going through the most trying times of my life, so all the support, appreciate it more than you know. Prayers, support, all of it. Sharing the videos and just being here. Much love to all my pure bloods, all the riders fighting this fight. Things are going to heat up, and hey, you know what? Now that I think about it, this is going to be the last time that I talk to you before this eclipse.
That's right.
I'll be live Monday night, God willing, but that's Monday night after the eclipse, so this will be the last time I'm live till then. So if you get to view it, send me some shots, tag me. What not? You guys got anything, hit me up, dabu7yahoo.com. Follow me on Twitter. And, yeah. Much love to all y'all. To the fullest. Gonna take us out of here. Yeah. You know what? Hold on a second. Switch it up. Much love.
It seems the establishment telegraphing wiped out one of the most recent warnings was the World Economic Forum. Warning of this wiped out event is also coming this year, the year of the polycrisis.
The signs in the skies, the magneto space failing, extra solar flashing and beats prevailing. We get the time when the truth's unveiling.
You're going to have to cross the subfailing. Thank you for listening to the Voice of Freedom, where we own the servers, the transmitters, the satellite dishes.
check the mark. You better have a plan, open left in the dark.
When the beat goes down, you better be ready.
When the beat goes down,
when the beat goes down, you better be ready.
Nitty bomb in the house, baby.
You better be ready.
Hope you enjoy that show. Everybody, we'll be back with another one on Monday, Lord willing. And we'll still be here. Don't worry about that clips. We ain't going to get eclipsed. The only thing's going to get dark 4.5 minutes, and we will.
be back. As they say. Anyway, hope everybody had a wonderful day. Hope you're enjoying that show. I mean, we always try to put a treat out here for you. I mean, really, I mean, we've got to have some treats happening, right? All right, looks like we have another show coming up here from Reggie from Boston. Let's patch into what he has to say for us today. And hear what he says, some powerful stuff to share with us. Here we go, he's Reggie from Boston.
Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. Today is the 5th of April, 2024. So it's been the new year for 5 days. And I am in Little Rock, Arkansas right now because I spent the last 6 days driving across the United States so I could get off the West Coast, get out of the desert area, and get to the Ozarks. Because when April 8th comes, I want to be in the Ozarks. I don't know why, because it just is what it is. The people out there are more resilient. There's more ways to live off the land if you have to. And I don't want to be on the coast. So I'm in a hotel in Little Rock, Arkansas. 6 nights of, well, sleeping in the truck. I had to get a hotel room because I had to make this video that I just put up on Jailbreak Overlander. And in this video, I basically break down the state of emergency. These guys telling you to have cash on hand, have a plan. All the states that are literally in a state of emergency for a solar eclipse. The fact that the Devil Comet is returning after 71 years, according to them, etc., etc. CERN firing up, blah, blah, blah. But here's a weird thing. Really? The Statue of Liberty got hit by lightning again, and of course, you get the...
And she still hasn't...
Really?
And she hasn't lost
this happens
crown.
The day before an enormous earthquake hits
New York.
Right
New Jersey,
under
actually.
Donald Trump's golf course in New Jersey.
That's funny.
How strange is that?
That's really
How strange
funny.
Is that?
Funny.
Dutch Sintz, if you don't know who he is, he's been on YouTube just as long as I have. And this dude can predict weather anomalies, etc. So much that the NSA, all sorts of corporations went after him back in the day. And he is still kicking. But he posted, yes, I can confirm the rare 5.0 earthquake struck next to, below, the Trump golf course in New Jersey. So
Someone
we've got earthquakes happening in New York. It's
Hell
in Jersey,
God
but it hits New York.
A message. What do you think?
We've got lightning striking the Statue of Liberty all before this is going to happen again. And these guys are warning us that somehow, you know, according to their model, we're on the Earth, the moon's between us and the sun, and the moon's going to pass in front of the sun, creating a shadow, and that's going to make all hell break loose. So what do we do? Let's fire up the biggest, most electricity-eating machine ever invented by mankind, besides the pyramids, but I'm not going to get into that, and see what happens with the Devil Comet coming back, etc., so forth, and blah, blah, blah. And then all the while, and I think I figured it out, but I'm not sure. All the while, another event with a bridge. Another event with a bridge. So this time it wasn't a boat hitting a bridge. This time it was a crane falling down and heavily damaging the bridge.
Ooh.
Do you understand? I mean, there are no coincidences, and these aren't even thinly veiled, no pun intended. You know, CERN, the veil, so forth, so blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
At any rate,
that hadn't even happened yet.
When you're trying to break into another dimension, or when you are breaking into another dimension, you're building a bridge.
Or trying to bring
a bridge. Are these
together,
bridges not only strategic, but are they also symbolic?
Yes.
Does this have something? I mean, it's
spiritual.
We're looking at the picture with both hands over our eyes, trying to guess what it is these guys are doing. I can't help but notice that bridges not only
dimension.
Help them strategically because it limits That's access it. To where people can go, this, that, and the other thing. But if they knock down the power, all bets are off.
Yep.
We're on foot again, or we're on bicycles. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But the bridges, I don't know. I could be reaching, but it just seems like a strange thing that every single time we turn around, a boat's hitting a bridge. Oh, a crane fell down, hit a bridge, knocked it out, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, people are getting killed, which is always good for their cause.
Yeah,
I cut my own hair. Can you see that?
Down.
I just saw that. My bad. I cut my own hair. I don't know why. I don't have the patience to go into a dental. I don't have the patience to go into a barbershop, nor do I necessarily care at any rate. So you got the Statue of Liberty getting hit by lightning again and photographed perfectly, just like last time. Just like when the Vatican was hit. It's amazing that whenever these monstrosity symbolic statues or buildings that these people build for their god, lowercase g god, every time lightning strikes, they get a beautiful picture. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that coincidental? Well, I find it queer.
I do too.
Crazy storm. This photo is mesmerizing. I am mesmerized by this. Yes, I'm totally mesmerized. I mean, what are the odds they would catch that picture? I mean, truly, truly mesmerizing. Amazing thing. Statue of Liberty. Oh, look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Look at that. Phenomenal. Let me tell you something. I take pictures. Try to take that picture and see what happens. It'll never, you know, it's just phenomenal to me. But that's not the end of the road. I really believe these guys are going to do everything in their power. No pun intended. CERN, power, get it. I think they're going to do everything in their power to try to do whatever it is they're trying to do on April 8th for whatever reason. Because why would you fire CERN up? They fire it up between every single solitary eclipse. It makes me think of this. And I've been saying this for years. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish, in perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Yeah. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations and perplexity in the sea and the waves roaring. Yeah. And the funny thing is even though I came all the way across the United States for this specific event, it's because I believe it. What I'm telling you, I believe. These guys trying to do whatever it is they're trying to do, not only have they conjured up a storm that will actually block so most people can't even see this event, they still want everybody looking up because they're making an enormous deal out of this. It's incredible. 8 states, as far as I know, at least 8 are now in a state of emergency. Yeah. Stores are shut down. It's going to be sunny, and then there's going to be no sun. We know how to do that. We've been doing that since we've been forever.
Yeah.
It's just phenomenal to me that these guys are going this far with it. And the earthquakes, we know what those are. I just had a subscriber saying, Richie, everybody's forgetting about HAARP. Nobody's forgotten about HAARP.
HAARP is
not needed anymore because HAARP was replaced. HAARP was an enormous machine that worked from one section of the world. They replaced them with these. And these are all over the world, all over the United States.
Yep.
And we've literally watched these live, pushing storms in directions, working together.
Yep.
This is HAARP. This is the new HAARP. They didn't used to have these. They do now.
Right.
This isn't so they can give you better weather because they care about you.
No.
They don't care about you whatsoever at all. They needed us for a lot of things, and now they're completely laying waste to the United States. It is unbelievable how bad this country is. Get in your car and drive across the country. I've been on the road for 6.5 months today. My bad. September, October, November, December, January, February, March.
April.
No.
Yeah, it's more than that. More than 6 months.
September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April.
Yeah. More than 6 months.
Really?
Yep.
I left my house in September. Have I been on the road 8 months?
Yep.
At any rate, wow, that's a trip. That is a total trip. I can't do the math.
It's all right.
Whatever, I won't do the math because I'll be sitting here like an idiot forever. At any rate, these guys are going to use everything at their disposal to try to do what they're trying to do. But what they're trying to do is godlike.
Yeah,
and they need the perfect conditions and the perfect this and the perfect that.
Yep.
And if they pull it off, it's going to happen. And if it doesn't, it looks like we were just ringing the alarm bells for no particular reason. But you know what? I'll take that one for the team.
Yeah,
I'll take that one for the team.
Me
I'll
too.
Keep ringing the alarm bells. And If I have to look like a fool because what I said didn't happen, I'd rather be prepared and not need it than need it and not be prepared.
Correct.
Whether it's mentally, physically, financially, or spiritually. The only thing I got going for me is spiritually right now, because the last couple of months have been pretty rough for old Richie from Boston.
Me too.
And I'll tell you what, the GoFundMe money got to two people. That's why it took me 6 days to get across the country. It got to the two people that really needed it. And when I met them, I wish I had more, to be perfectly honest. I really do, because these people were in the worst state. My truck was miles better than their living conditions, etc. It just sucked. It is what it is. What are you going to do? At least they'll be a little bit more comfortable and a lot less worry when whatever happens, happens. And the beautiful part about it is they were dyed-in-the-wool Christians. Amen. Way better Christians than I'll ever be, in my opinion. At any rate. Earthquakes are blowing up absolutely everywhere, and they have an app for that. Meanwhile, Israel keeps killing people. People still believe that Elon Musk is a good guy. He's one of them. I mean, what part of that don't you get? And that this thing is still alive? Shut up, lady. Shut up. It's unbelievable.
It's getting old.
Unbelievable. What a world we live in, to be perfectly honest. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Upside down flag on a military warship. That is crazy, because if you look at my truck has upside down flags on it right there. Most people don't notice it. Most people don't know what it means. Most people don't know anything, so it is what it is. But in the military, back in the old days, when you were trying to defend the fort, like the Alamo or something to that effect, if you were in trouble, you ran the flag upside down.
That's right.
I just saw that as I showed it to you. I've never seen such a thing. And the fact that this guy is saluting it means they're well aware of it. That's a crazy, crazy thing. That's a crazy thing. It's just another sign. It's just an absolute another sign. So at any rate, and war, and rumors of war, and war, and rumors of war, it's just crazy. And the people that think that there is another country messing with our weather and stuff, come on, man, come on. There is no other country. COVID proved that. Every single leader of every single country is on board, except for the ones that weren't, and they're no longer there. If they locked down their country and went with COVID, anybody that was a president of any country on earth that went along with the COVID thing is part of the New World Order, period. And they're going to try and do this.
They're going to do it again.
At any rate, Richie from Boston.
All right, everybody.
Watch the video. It's 15 things. It's 15 things that you already have that you probably just didn't think of at all. And I had to get some place to make a video to upload it. And here I am. So, good luck. If I don't see you again, I told you. If I do see you again, I'll still tell you. At any rate, Richie from Boston. And I'm out.
All right, folks. There you go. That's it. All right. That was just uploaded 24 minutes ago. Let's see if we can go to another source here, and I'm going to go to check out another source here.
For example, today's question is, what is the best?
Alright, let's see what we have here on YouTube, on my newsfeed side. There's a lot of good things on YouTube still. Okay. I wanted you to see So Dr. It says here Dr. Stephen Greer just got exposed. Everything about UFOs concern all of us. Let's see what this has got to say, and we'll finish up this third part, okay, of Dabu 7.
Had this information was held for about 80 years, and there's been also an active counterintelligence or disinformation campaign to ridicule the subject and make it look like it's nonsense. As Reagan said,
I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat to fight.
There are aliens out there, but they're concerned about our hostility. They want to unite us around fear, militarism, and war.
You ultimately think there is a secret, illegal government operating in the shadows, developing and using alien technology that is a direct threat to national security?
You know, our society has had this information withheld for about 80 years, and there's been also an active counterintelligence or disinformation campaign to ridicule the subject and make it look like it's nonsense. And I have CIA documents that prove that statement I just made. So that campaign started in 1953, what they call the psychological warfare aspects of this. It was signed by the director of the CIA at the time. I'm a very evidence-based person, but I tell you, if you don't look at the evidence, you're going to go with the prevailing social norm, which would be to dismiss this. Now, you know, this is a big problem because in science, you're not supposed to have that kind of bias. But I always tell people, we're scientists second, we're humans first. And so the human condition being what it is, we all have our biases and prejudices and what have you. I think the other problem with that is the way that you explain that, there's a certain amount of self-referencing to it. In other words, I have taken care of many people who have been, you can't just dismiss something because you personally never saw it. I will say that we have, I believe it's about 3,500 pilot cases now in our archive, 3,500. About 4,000 cases where there's been landing traces, where it's left evidence, including the famous Rendlesham Forest, Bentwaters case in the United Kingdom, right where you are in London. And I think that one of the things that people tend to not do properly is to look at the prevailing evidence. So what we're putting together, we call it the Disclosure Project Intelligence Archive, and it's going to be 6, 8, 10 terabytes of data that we're organizing. I've already handed off the first tranche of it to the Senate Intelligence Committee here in the White House and also the Pentagon office investigating this. And in that archive, we have 755 whistleblowers. We have people who've actually worked in facilities on the extraterrestrial vehicles, on the reverse engineering end of it, and on many other aspects of encounters that the military and government personnel have had. So it's very hard to dismiss a body of evidence at large, but if you don't look at it, then you're not going to see it. And I think that that's more of a social and psychological perspective as opposed to something scientific. Well, this was the mother of all of those sort of spinmeisters. I have a CIA document, multiple, one from the 50s where they had engaged Donald Menzel, Dr. Menzel at Harvard, by the CIA to debunk, and he was an astronomer, astrophysicist, actually. And this document, plain black and white, says that he was engaged, it was to be kept secret, to go out to the public and dismiss the evidence that was coming in the 1950s. I have a later document that names Professor Condon of the Condon Committee in the University of Colorado that the U.S. government engaged to study this issue. And in that document, it says our relationship with Dr. Condon must be kept secret because he is our person, you know, on the committee, is the head of it. And what he did is that he cherry-picked people coming before that committee. And, for example, Dr. Robert Woods, who's a whistleblower on our team, he's a McDonnell Douglas Aerospace PhD, he had compelling evidence. And this was in 1960s, 1969. He's still living. And he had compelling evidence of these objects being real, some of them being of extraterrestrial origin. Believe it or not, Dr. Condon went to old man McDonald of McDonnell Douglas Aerospace and said, fire this man. He is not to be on this committee, and try to get Dr. Woods fired. This we have a written and a video testimony from Dr. Woods. So I point out to people, this is the kind of corruption that has kept the truth away from the public. And I could list hundreds and hundreds of cases like this over the last 75, 80 years. Now, for what end? I mean, I think the big question, when I first briefed the director of the CIA, or Bill Clinton, And he asked me, why would this be kept away from me and the president? Because the president and the director of the CIA had been denied access to the projects dealing with this problem. Now, this is in December of 1993. It was 30 years ago, virtually. And I said, look, the reason it's being kept so secret is because the technologies behind how those objects move, they have no jets, they have no rockets, they're not an internal combustion engine, and they most certainly don't have a nuclear power plant on them because there's no heat signature, and nuclear power fission is hot. So when you look at them, you realize it's a whole new physics, a whole electromagnetic propulsion type system using very high voltage systems similar to what Nikola Tesla and other people stumbled across in the early 20th century. But I said, if that were to be disclosed, we would terminate oil, gas, coal, nuclear power, wind, solar, you name it, and public utilities. You're talking a huge transformation in how the world operates. Now, on the one hand, it would be disruptive to the status quo of the macroeconomic system. On the other hand, it would end all pollution. It would end all poverty in 20 years, and everyone on the planet would have quote-unquote free energy from what's called the zero-point energy field, and we can discuss this later. So he said, I get it. So, you know, it's about power, money, and the corrupting influence of it. It is not about science, because once you drill down to science, the evidence is absolutely overwhelming. Since I've been asked to be the person providing these whistleblowers, the information they have. So let me be quite blunt. Over the last couple of years, I've been asked to come up here and provide the chief investigators for the Senate and the House the evidence we have that gave them access to multiple whistleblowers involved with this that I've been dealing with for decades. And so none of that surprised me because we've been basically very involved in the planning of it, including the language of the amnesty provision that came out of the Senate Intelligence Committee right after our National Press Club in June, and the bill that was passed last year allowing whistleblowers a pathway to give their testimony at the Pentagon in a SCIF, a secure compartmented information facility, but nevertheless to do that. Now, what's more surprising is that it took 30 damn years. Now, so you have to understand, I'm an emergency doctor. We move very quickly. And in 1993, in my very, very young doctor days, I was a bit naive when I thought President Clinton and his administration, who were really trying to drill down on this, would resolve this problem and I could go back to a normal life with my four daughters and the golden retriever and my medical career. Well, that ship sailed, my friend. So what ended up actually happening is that George H.W. Bush approached President Clinton, told him this is none of your business, butt out. And he was never allowed to get any operational control over those projects. This I know for a fact. Remember, I helped put together the best available evidence briefing for Clinton that Lawrence Rockefeller provided at the Rockefeller Ranch, where I had been to have some planning meetings back in the 90s, 93, 4, 5. So I've seen this from a front row point of view for 30 years, and what's unsettling about it is the degree to which people have been blocked from information who are legally, this is true in the UK as well and in Europe, legally obligated to oversee these sort of projects, even if they're black projects, right? So the president and the Congress are to have, not everyone in Congress, but have knowledge of even the very deep black projects. The problem is these programs have been run completely unconstitutionally since the late 1950s, and is another fact we can prove. So what that means is that these projects don't have any regard for the rule of law, who the president is, and who's the chairman of the, you know, Intelligence Committee of the Senate. Now, when the way this all began to tilt very quickly, a year and a half ago, just to tell you the inside baseball here, which you might find interesting. Now, I got contacted by the chief investigator for the Senate Intelligence Committee. And this is the guy who, if he was in the Pentagon, would be the equivalent of a 2 or 3 star general. Said, well, I can give you exactly what they have there. And we have the information from Ben Rich himself, the director, and a letter he wrote about the fact that there were both extraterrestrial and man-made UFOs, the latter being the more explosive bit of knowledge people need to get their heads around. So he said, well, we will do everything we can. So that started a process where I began to provide him with the testimony of dozens of these whistleblowers, but also giving them access to where the sites are. Now, how do I know this? Because we have these hundreds of whistleblowers and documents of where the facilities are. And it's not just Area 51, quote unquote. It's the Dugway Proving Grounds. It's Eglin Air Force Base. It's Edwards Air Force Base. It's the Lockheed Skunk Works facility out in the desert of California. It's all these various black sites, as they're called. And we have 147 of them now on a map, which we are providing to the government. So that what happened there is that they began to hit the mother lode of information and also people who had worked in those facilities. And once the law was passed in 2022, allowing these whistleblowers to go to the Aero office at the Pentagon, we begin making arrangements where my organization would fly them in, hand them off to this gentleman who has to remain unnamed, and he would take them over to the SCIF at the Pentagon. So that's kind of what's been going on for now a couple of years, and it's reached the point now where you have both the Senate and the House in a bipartisan way, which is, I'm very glad for that, really beginning to drill down on it and put some measures in place legally to get to unravel this entire long and complicated story with these firsthand witnesses being brought forward. Remember the little kind of initial hearing they had in July. You know, I was meeting with Congressman Burchett and some of the others before then and helping them formulate what kind of questions they should be asking. But and advising them. But I said, you know, you need to have subpoena power. And they didn't want to do it. And I said, you have to, because otherwise you're only going to get people who are willing to come forward, like Mr. Grush, who I had met with when he was still deep undercover. And also I had spoken to David Fravor. And I said, Mr. Grush is a secondhand witness. He had the access to the people in the facilities that we have, that we want to bring forward. But he was secondhand. He didn't actually get into the underground facilities or the skiffs where the ET craft are stored. But I have people on my team who have been there. They have to be subpoenaed. So finally, there were six members of Congress a couple weeks ago wrote a letter to the Speaker of the House saying, we want to have a select committee that has subpoena power. That has to be okay by the Speaker of the House, McCarthy. But he's favorable to it, I understand. And I know that the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee chairman is also supportive, Mr. Comer. So we're seeing that happen very quickly. The other big thing that happened, I think this is probably the biggest, was in June after we had our National Press Club event, and we had some compelling whistleblowers come forward who were not at the hearing you saw. So if people want to get on our YouTube channel, you can see that whole event. One of the things that happened is that the Intelligence Committee attached, and it came out unanimously, a provision for safe harbor or amnesty for these large corporations and individuals to come clean, come forward. And once it's passed by the House and signed by the president, it would give 6 months where they have to be compelled to provide, whether it's extraterrestrial bodies, spacecraft, man-made high-tech, what would they call AT, advanced technology, or ARVs, alien reproduction vehicles, which are man-made knockoffs of UFOs that you see. By the way, most of the footage you've seen is ours. It's not extraterrestrial. Basically, that puts a clock on it once that gets passed. Now, it's not passed yet, but that's 6 month period. Now, when I first met with the senior folks in the Senate, they said, well, we might have to do a year and a half, give people time. Once they found out that there was, in fact, and I use this word advisedly, a criminal and treasonous organization keeping this information secret from the White House and the Congress, they're the ones who moved it from wanting to do a year and a half of amnesty to come forward 6 months. So that gives you an idea how much progress has happened in their thinking of seeing how serious the problem is. Now, at that point, you're going to get into a conundrum. What we're hoping is that people working in that system who don't know it realize, by virtue of the fact that the Congress doesn't have any information, that that is an unsanctioned and illegal project. And when law enforcement authorities appear, they will simply put down their arms. Because as it is now, those facilities have a shoot-to-kill order for those who are unauthorized to enter it. I know this also for a fact because I've been at these places. So I think that one of the big problems very quickly becomes, what kind of teeth? What's the follow-up? Because I don't, you know, it may be that these investigations with firsthand whistleblowers who Mr. Grush has spoken to and that are on my team are subpoenaed and it comes out in an orderly fashion. But you still would need the cooperation of the Lockheed Skunk Works and Northrop Grumman and Raytheon, E-Systems, SAIC. I know who these are. And, you know, most of the people working on those companies are not part of these programs. These are extremely compartmented beyond top secret, although top secret is the highest classification, but they're held by corporate compartments. Remember, U.S. government doesn't build anything. My uncle was Northrop Grumman his whole career, and he helped design the lunar module, right, put the first man on the moon. You know, the U.S. government authorized it and funded it, but it was built by Grumman, became Northrop Grumman. So where the action, the center of gravity on all this, ironically, is in the corporate sector more than the government. It's sort of a hybrid. So when you approach it from a governmental inquiry, they claim private corporate intellectual property. If you would take it from the point of view of a civilian going after a corporation, they cite national security. We know that at the Dugway Proving Grounds, where there's a substantial facility underground and some that are above ground dealing with this issue, the contractors, the private contractors there, own 52% of the projects and the government 48%. That's been set up deliberately. And the transactions there are in cash. Cold hard cash. We really need people who've been boots on the ground, I hate to say that word, but you know, in the trenches, working on this, on the retrieval teams. A lot of people don't realize my archive, we now have 122 cases of what Mr. Grush referred to, and that is these objects being targeted with electromagnetic weapons, like a portable EMP or even a fixed EMP, electromagnetic pulse weapon, downed and retrieved, autopsied or dissections of the ET beings, and studying reverse engineering of the craft. That began way before Roswell. It happened in the 40s earlier. And I can tell you that by October 1954, we had mastered what's called gravity control, which most engineers at MIT and elsewhere do not think we can do today.
Yeah.
But that was in a deeply classified project. Now, how do I know that? Because one of the people on my team, Richard Foch, who is the top scientist at the largest Department of Defense lab, the Naval Research Labs, but was on my team for many, many years. He's passed away from cancer not too long ago. However, he was in the vault and saw the papers that proved and stated October 1954 is when we mastered gravity control. Ironically, that in 1955, Eisenhower started the U.S. Interstate highway system, and by that date, we didn't need highways. We could have been above the floating above. So there are some striking parallels between at the playbook of how they've kept control over the public, the media, and opinion on the UFO issue, and what they did with it, and also I might add what they do with it, but that's a diversion.
So anyway, that's just some things that we have on the. That's something else coming on, which I don't care too much about. That's just some of the things here. Everybody, I think that's where we're going to end it for now. And we'll have more news coming up. And the cat said hi. That was Kitty. But we will definitely have more stuff coming out. So stay tuned, and thank you for listening. Please share this content and help us and support us any way you can so we can continue doing this wonderful news that we do. Plus, our church services will be coming up, too, as well. All right, thanks a lot for everything, guys. This is another wrap, as they always say in the industry. We'll see you tomorrow with another news update as well as with the church service. Take care. Bye-bye.